Okay, folks, the weather is perfect. I mean, you could not ask for a better time of the year to get outdoors. I got an email from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation with a few updates on the Palmetto Trail, and I started looking at it, and I was like, this is great stuff. I need to get Mary on the phone. So Mary Rowe has joined us again on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
You know, we talked, I think, last year about this time, and we were dealing with all the flooding we'd had, and now we're dealing with Hurricane Matthew. You told me you've been able to get to some of the trails and all. Give us kind of a report on what you're finding on the lower part, or the part you can get to from the Midlands on down to the coast.
Okay. Well, ironically, our Low Country Trail Coordinator is named Matthew.
Matthew.
So all week we're saying, Matthew, you're wreaking havoc on your own trails that you maintained. But little joking aside, Matthew did get out yesterday.
Okay.
He started at the Fort Jackson Passage and worked his way down, popping in and out of the trails all the way down to Watery.
Okay.
And what he found at Fort Jackson was a lot of trees down across the trail that are going to take some chainsaw work, a lot of debris, and so on. He got down to Watery because we were able to just complete a week and a half ago a new suspension bridge.
Right.
That was put in because of flooding and water that normally during the spring would wipe out, would prohibit the trail from crossing and so on at the Watery section.
Right.
He was able to get down to Watery to a point. He said that he came across a lot of larger trees down that are going to take some, more than just him and a chainsaw. It's going to be a crew that will have to go out and do that. But he wasn't able to get to the suspension bridge just because of the high standing water. He tried two different approaches, and so we're going to have to let that recede. And then, of course, down in Ondo, where it's right there on the intercoastal, it's going to take us a little time to get down there. We need to respect what's happening with getting people back on the down in the low country. So we'll probably attend to that if we can later this week.
Okay. So I guess what you'll be posting updates on the Palmetto Conservation .org website about trail conditions?
Yeah, we will. We'll start doing that today.
Okay.
Matthew got back into town late last night, and we spoke. So you're hearing what I know firsthand, and this is, really where we're at this point. So we'll start posting that. What I can ask and appeal to your listeners,
sure,
if anyone wants to come out and volunteer, anyone that wants to spend a Saturday or a workday Wednesday with us, this is going to take well over 6 weeks to really attend. And if you have some free time, boy, could we use volunteers right now.
You know, that was the next question I was going to ask you is there an opportunity here for people to get involved and help clean up the trail? And there you go, folks. If you if you have a Wednesday you want to donate, if you had have a Saturday, get a hold of Mary, the Palmetto Conservation Foundation, and donate. Give back to the state because, there's a lot of people who've gone – and done a lot of work to put the trail in. There are a lot of companies. You mentioned the suspension bridge over Watery. That was funded by South Carolina Electric and Gas. It's your trail to use, and on the flip side, it's your trail to help keep up.
Absolutely. This is South Carolina's statewide trail. And when we're done, anyone of any ability, really, you don't have to be a an avid hiker. You can be a beginner hiker. This is the perfect trail to go for a day hike, or if you really want to do something, get out and you could actually be a through hiker, and that'll take about a month. But, we've been making a lot of great progress. We have so much great momentum. We have just put in another bridge over at the NRE Passage, a great donation from Dominion. We just cut the ribbon 2 weeks ago on that, and that's it's just a stunning bridge, again, where hikers would not be able to cross this creek bed when spring comes along or significant rains. And now, I mean, these two bridges really allow year-round access on those particular two trails.
And you mentioned these two bridges. You've got one down at Watery and one over here at the Indian Creek NRE Passage.
Yep.
Those trails, they not only get you up out of the water, They keep you away from snakes, too.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you how many people, especially when we are having a group of volunteers, the number one thing, where are the snakes? And I have to tell you, I don't want to jinx myself, but out of all the staff at PCF, when I'm out there, I haven't come across a snake yet. Well, so I don't know why, but, again, we've never had an incident with anyone harmed by a snake. We really try to educate everybody. But, let's go back to your original conversation.
Go ahead.
This is the premier time to get outside.
Oh, yes.
And now, given the weather, and you don't want to go Fort Jackson down right now, but let's start at the Peak to Prosperity Passage going over that beautiful broad river.
Yes.
Just, 35 minutes from downtown Columbia, you can be on a stunning rail trail bed. It is just beautiful.
Yep.
And then, of course, the upstate, we held 2 weeks ago a beautiful hike on the Saluda Passage. I mean, you can't ask for better vistas and better, just the foliage starting to change up there.
Yep.
The upstate trails, I encourage people to take a day trip, get up there. But if you live in the upstate, get on those trails. They're stunning.
There you are. Well, you got something I was on down in the email that I got. You got a pancakes and family hike on the Palmetto Trail. Tell us a little bit about that one. Is that still going to happen?
It certainly is. That is at the Peak to Prosperity Passage. We have engaged a great group statewide called Hike It Baby, really getting young families out to introduce nature to children. I don't know if you know this, but by the age of 3, if you are not introduced comfortably to the outdoors, you begin to cultivate a fear for the outdoors. And so our goal is to really introduce young families, have a nice morning. I'm going to be cooking the pancakes.
Uh-oh.
And then we'll have a nice about 1.5-hour hike, really pointing out some of the key plants and sort of the fauna of that particular trail.
Very nice. And,
It's open to all families. I mean, we just happen to engage this core group who will be in attendance, but we encourage anybody outside of Hike It Baby to come and join us that day.
You know, it says in here this is a free event for PCF members and $10 for mom members. How does somebody become a member of PCF?
Very easily, just visit our website. We have beginning as a student member all the way up to family and then higher levels of giving. It's all there on our new website. Just click on membership and you fill it out and you become a member in about 1 minute.
There you go.
So there's real value. We have a lot of events, and obviously the biggest event to all our members, which is free, is National Trails Day.
Yep.
And that is in the first week in June, and you and I will talk about that another point because there's so much going on. But that's a huge weekend event that's free to our members.
Well, you wanted to talk a little bit of something about the Conservation Corps that you got started.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of this new addition to Palmetto Conservation Foundation. We had worked for a good 8 months applying for federal grants, and never before has South Carolina had a conservation corps that will focus on trails. And we were awarded the federal funding for this. They started about 2.5 weeks ago. They'll be housed right now out of our outdoor leadership school in Spartanburg. And last week, they started some trail work, cutting new trail at Cross State Park.
Okay.
Finished yesterday. But they are also part of their commitment to being the Conservation Corps for South Carolina. They have to respond to disaster. So they're on their way to help down in the low country. So we're going to have them. They've gone through some massive training in the last 2 to 3 days to be able to respond. But let me just say, this is a huge, huge thing for South Carolina to have a group of 15 young men and women focused on building trails, not just the Palmetto Trail, but other trails, too, in our state parks. So it's really, really great for the state of South Carolina.
That is really cool. Yeah. Where was this stuff when we were coming along?
I don't don't know, because I certainly would have done it.
You better believe it.
I'm looking at these young men and women, and they range from 18 to 25, and I said, boy, would I love to have had that opportunity. You know, they get a very small wage for their work, but they really get to learn
right.
about conservation, and they get college relief on their tuition.
Very nice.
It's really, really great. And, you know, it was a real long shot for South Carolina to get this, and
okay.
I have to commend our staff who really, really wrote a phenomenal grant, so that's why we were awarded. So, you know, we are a small staff, only five of us, and
right.
we go statewide, and again, I will put the call out. We need volunteers. We need help maintaining and working on the trail.
Well, and you can find, I guess, the volunteer work days. You'll post updates on the trail. That's all going to be at palmettoconservation.org. Mary, it's
yes.
always nice to talk to you. I appreciate your willingness to talk back to me every once in a while, and hopefully I'll
all
see
right.
you on
well,
the
maybe,
trail.
All right.
You take
well,
care.
Listen, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, anytime you got things going on, just let me know.
I will. Have a great day.
You just say, Mary.